We're just going to have a time to feedback now. So obviously, I know we only did two characters each, but it sounds like we've had some really good discussions and everybody's been able to share together in the word, which is great. Hopefully you can just take away the handouts and, have a look in your own time at the ones you didn't do, or, feel free to ask the small group leaders for the scriptures they referred to if they weren't all on the handout. I would encourage you to go away and think about it more in your own time. And there's also some further reading on the handout, some blogs about specific things. I also recommend Francine Rivers' Redeeming Love, which Ruth lent to me. Really, really fantastic novel if you like reading novels. There's a few things on there that you can sort of take away from the day. So if we feedback then, if I just ask the small group leaders just to summarise briefly in a few sentences what your group has kind of suggested, or anything that you think would be helpful, just for the record, because there's people obviously who couldn't be here today and have missed out on the discussion. So if you just like to briefly sum up the content of your discussion and pass the phone person to person. So if you can start, because you're doing the lady in that, and just briefly sum up, because we've got your scriptures to take away with us, but if you could just briefly just summarise what your message was.
I'll hold the phone. Can't find my notes.
Oh, and my mum has produced a handout for everyone to take away as well, with a bit more detail on. So those of you who weren't in mum's groups, you can also benefit from that.
Anyway. Okay, first of all, we discussed why it's a problem to be in debt, what the effects of that were. And then we looked at the fact that God is not remote God. He's not just interested in our spiritual stuff, but also in the nuts and bolts of our everyday life and how we live. And so we had a look at Elijah's story when he was very low, and the fact that the first thing God did for him was to bring him food and sleep, what he needed physically. And then we went on to look at how Jesus offers us freedom from bondage, because debt is a form of bondage, and that the only way to find freedom is in Jesus. And the gospel, of course, offers us a completely different way of life, a changed life. And we looked at various scriptures to back that up. And then there were some other scriptures as well that tell us how to live in a practical way, like not owing other people money, being able to live quietly by ourselves, and being good witnesses and living in a wise way until that wonderful day when we get to heaven. And finally, our ultimate hope is that anyone who's in debt can ultimately become somebody generous who gives, and what a blessing and a privilege that is.
Thank you. And Naomi was looking at a single mum.
Yes, first off, kind of that she's in church, so I presume that she was a believer in Jesus, and just how a single mum or a married mum, there's no difference, you're a mum, and that our job as mums is to train up our children in the way they should go, and to teach them and to pass on about God to the next generation. We looked at some verses with that, but then ultimately it's sorts of accusation, isn't it, from the enemy, and just realising, okay, how do we fight those off, and just realising the truth about the gospel and verses relating to who we are in Christ. What God has done for us, and to take every thought captive. And there's a verse in Corinthians of how just realising the truth, every condemning thought, every negative thought, almost to write them down and put in a not just a positive thought of the day like the world would do, but scripture is living and active, and it's powerful against that. So every negative thought or condemning thought, and just looking at Romans, where it says there's no condemnation, and the reason why there isn't any condemnation is because Christ has taken all of our condemnation. He drank the cup of God's wrath for us so that we don't have to. And just the truth of so forth, what Barry spoke about earlier, and Sherry said about the truth setting us free. and working those things out. And then practically as well, that we're, the cross is a great leveller. We're all one. In Corinthians and in Galatians it says there's neither free nor slave or Jew or Greek, circumcised or uncircumcised. We're all one in Christ, and realising our place in the body, and part of the enemy's schemes of trying to condemn us is that we're not doing our part and the role in the body, and then looking at how the body of Christ is going to function. And we've all got our part to play, and we are all different. But if we don't take our part, then the body suffers. And realising that how we, every one of us, no matter who we are, we're all one in Christ, and that we've all got gifts to use for the glory of God.
Thank you. And some extra scriptures Naomi added were 1 Corinthians 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8, and Deuteronomy chapter 6. So if you want to look at those in your own time as well, add these to the list. Then Sarah was looking at a woman who was a victim of abuse.
Well, first off, we looked at kind of misconceptions that the woman would have had on a trustworthy character and that kind of thing, because she's in that abusive relationship. And then that in contrast with God's character towards her. And essentially, we looked at how God is faithful and he's consistent, he's trustworthy and reliable. We looked at Psalm 145, which just talks all about God's amazing character towards people. And we talked about how, as Christians, we need to model to this woman that kind of trustworthiness and faithfulness. Talked about how, particularly with this woman, it's probably going to be a long haul because she's, you know, everything's broken down relationally, and how to relate to people. And that it might be that the opportunity to share the gospel might not come initially, and it'll be a lot more showing through our actions, because that woman is going to not necessarily take our words initially, but when it does come, that you know it's making clear to her that actually that she needs a saviour as much as anyone else, that her shame and guilt, whilst it might be not necessarily right shame in terms of she's feeling shame for what somebody else has done to her, she is still sinned and still needs a saviour. And it's learning to listen to her and her needs, and then in that sense read when the right time is to really to share that gospel. And it might be on day one of a relationship, but it might more than likely with somebody like that take a while. So.
Thank you. I think Jenny was looking at the woman struggling with guilt.
Okay. We started off, because it's a Christian woman who feels she's a failure and a rubbish Christian and struggling with guilt, and we just started off talking about how that's something we could all relate to, and actually what, in a way, that's some kind of a relief. and we talked about how we love ourselves, not in a kind of proud way, but through what Christ has done for us, and that it's through that that we can then love others, and knowing that we are loved. And we looked at briefly at Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 to 20, which just talks about how amazing God's love is and how vast it is, and how we can never be outside of that love, however much we feel we've messed up or that our Christian life doesn't look as we would want it to look, that God's love is bigger than that. Mm-hmm. And we also then, in that passage as well, it talks about his power at work in us, and that how as Christian women often we're like fixers, and we want to try and fix ourselves and try and find solutions, but actually it's that when we become a Christian, it's Christ in us that is doing that work, and he says he will complete that work in us. And so that was an encouragement. We also talked about, as was part of the teaching as well, about being real with each other, and how often we feel like we've got to live up to this picture perfect life, that we've got it all together, and that's not necessarily the case, and just being able to be real and to receive encouragement from our Christian family. But also we talked about how we can actually rejoice with those who are on the mountaintop and feel like they're in a good place, and that's okay too, and we shouldn't sort of look at them begrudgingly or with envy, but to rejoice with those who rejoice and encourage those who are perhaps in the valley. And Michelle shared a really helpful thought at the end, that when Christ died on the cross, there's not a distinction between our sin before we were Christian and sin after we were Christian. He died for all of our future sin. Mm-hmm. And I think we all just found that a really, really helpful thought to end with.
Great, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. That's a real blessing to hear how, you know, we've shared scripture together and shared personal experience. And we've got some time now where we can respond now in prayer and have communion within our circle. So if you want to just stay where you are, I'll be bringing around the bread and the cups. I think Michelle might be playing a song at some point as well. But if we just we pray before we open up that time, let's just pray. Father, we just really want to thank you for this precious time today. I just really thank you for the way you have been with us and you've ministered to us through your word, through your Holy Spirit. I just thank you for the gospel. Thank you for this wonderfully encouraging message that, you know, whoever we are, whatever we've done, whatever we will do, Jesus' blood is enough and it has paid the price for all of our sin and all of our shame. And we give to you, Lord, those areas of life we struggle with, those battlegrounds, and the area of our minds, our thoughts, and the lies which we want to put down with the truth of your word. And I pray that today we make some space now to reflect and respond. I pray that as we share the bread and wine together, we would remember that you have done it all, you have paid the price, and that you're coming again. And when you come, Lord, you know, we'll be with you forever. There'll be no more sin, no more shame, and we have that beautiful future to look forward to. So thank you so much, Lord, for everything you've been doing in us. And I pray as we have this time now to pray, I pray that if there are things we need to share with one another, you'd give us courage to share and be honest. If we need prayer, to ask for that and receive ministry and grace from you, Lord. I just thank you that we have time and space to do that now. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.